afternoon. Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM radio. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie. How you doing on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon?
I like to hear that abundant sunshine, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too. It's great. Even the cats, I have a couple cats, and they love the sunshine, even though they don't get to go out. I mean, that's the disadvantage of having the cats, I guess, is you can't take them on walks like you can with all the great dogs of the world. But they do like to sit in the window and just bathe in the sun. Yeah. So, yeah.
My dachshund is a sun dog, for sure. I can always find her in a, you know, just heating up. I'm like, oh, aren't you hot? And she just loves it. Well, I have some announcements. We have no guest today, first of all. I guess that's the first announcement. No guest. This is a show for callers.
Wonderful. Well, right at the top of the show, then, we should give out the phone numbers here so people can write these down and call in whenever they feel within the next hour at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington at 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569.
That's great. Thank you. So anytime today, feel free to call in. If you have a question, really, I mean, I'll take any question dog-related at all, because I'd love to hear your questions.
And I'm glad you added the dog-related.
If I have any question about anything. Any dog-related question, if it's a question about your dog's breed, if it's a question about a quirky behavior that your dog does, if it's a question about a difficult behavior that you're dealing with, maybe your dog is wild on leash, or you have a hard time, or your dog has a hard time, you and your dog both have a hard time when people come over, any food-related question, really anything. And every caller today who has a question, and I don't care what your question is. You could ask me what my favorite breed is. That is a question. I really don't care. I just want to hear from people out there. You'll get a free bag of treats.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Now, are these dog treats or people treats?
The dog treats.
Oh, okay.
Although, because they're coming from me, they are human grade. So
perfect.
You could eat them too if you want.
So
we have some Bit of Love treats, which are made with all human quality ingredients. So you could eat them if you want. They're made by Oberto Sausage Company here, which is a local company. So we've got Bit of Love treats. I've also got some cookies from Metau Dog, which it's a small treat company, more like a biscuit cookie.
Mm-hmm.
They have a peanut butter one and a pumpkin one. And
I do want to try these treats. Yep, they sound pretty good.
So all of our callers today, if you do call in with a question, and it's any dog-related question, again, like I said, I don't care. We'll get you a bag of treats. And you can either pick those up downtown if you are able to get downtown right across from REI to Urban Beast is a really great pet supply store downtown Seattle. We can leave those treats for you there. If that doesn't work for you, then we will send them to you in the mail. So looks like we have Larry in Issaquah on line one. Hi, Larry.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question here.
Mm-hmm.
I just received my Reiki 3 attunement, and I've, you know, gone through my 21-day cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I've noticed is dogs are, when I'm walking around or driving down the road, I mean, they're like really looking at me and really excited to see me and even the neighbor's dogs. So I'm wondering if they're like maybe trying to tell me a message or if there's something animal related that I can help with.
Well, are you doing a Reiki for people or for animals?
Right now I'm doing Reiki for people.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I'm not I don't call myself like an animal communicator or something like that, but I actually did recently just take a level one Reiki class.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. And, the instructor mentioned that animals might start responding to you differently because they're so sensitive to energy like that.
Yes. Yes, they are, because I was in the backyard over the weekend, and I was, you know, just doing Reiki on myself, and there must have been a flock of birds around me, and the neighbors' dogs are all looking at stuff. So mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you just had some insight whether or not that I should actually maybe even go into, Reiki for animals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I really haven't thought about that until recently.
Well, I think that it can absolutely be beneficial, and if you feel like you have a connection with animals, then I would explore that. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's that I'm, you know, can tell that that's what the animals are trying to tell you, but if that's kind of something that you are feeling for yourself, then I would certainly explore that. And I don't, there's a woman who does Reiki with animals, who is a Reiki master teacher. Her name is Rose Dedan, and she's in West Seattle.
Okay.
And her website is reikishamanic.com.
Okay.
And it's Wild Reiki and Shamanic Healing, Rose Dedan. So maybe look her up and get in touch with her and talk to her more about the animal side of that.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Again, if you want to call in and talk to Julie, you can at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free throughout Western Washington at 888-298 KKNW, that's 888-298-5569.
Yes, any question whatsoever, dog-related.
That's right.
Yep.
And you do get a reward for calling in.
Yes, you do. You get treats.
Positive reinforcement for the callers.
Good call.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll give you a bag of Bitto Love treats, which are great for training. They're kind of like a jerky treat, really easy to break off, especially for the little dogs where you just want to give them a little tidbit. And then we also have some biscuits made by Metau Dog. So we've got those to give away, the Dog Talk Show hookup for the day. So I do have some announcements to get in. This weekend, I have heard that the weather's supposed to be beautiful.
That's the rumor going around.
That's the rumor going around. My dad comes into town this weekend to visit me, which means that it's time for the West Highland White Terrier Club of Puget Sound's Fun Days event on Saturday. Now, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and this was like a dream come true to me, because the West Highland White Terrier Club of Puget Sound is celebrating their 100th year anniversary this year. So this year, they have an annual Fun Days event, but this year, in honor of their anniversary, they are extending their invitation, or they have extended their invitation to the Cascade Cairn Terrier Club and the Washington State Scottish Terrier Club.
Wow.
So it's going to be terrier madness. And we're actually going to have a booth there. The Dog Talk Show is, we're going to have a booth set up. So we'll have our stickers. We'll be giving out our stickers, which are great for cars, waterproof, weatherproof stickers. If you do want a sticker, I would be more than happy to mail you as many stickers as you want. If you want to just either call in, or you can send me an email at julie@sensitivedog.com.
I bet we could put one in with the bag of treats as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Yep.
Cool.
Really cute. And, Eric, all of the shows are now archived online.
Fantastic.
On the website, Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com.
So if you missed a moment of the action, you can go back and check out those classic editions of the show.
Yeah.
And we've had great guests on,
over
the last few weeks, including, we had the dog detective lady.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite ones to listen back to. So.
She's great.
Yeah.
Missing Pet Partnership. Check that out. If you have a lost pet or know someone who has a lost pet, it's a really, really great resource. We have Christy on in Snohomish. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question regarding, I have a 5-year-old little dog, and he's trained to go to the bathroom on a pad.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the last probably 3 months maybe or less, he's decided in the middle of the night to go downstairs and go to the bathroom, pee on the, either on the corner of a table or corner of the wall. It's on hardwood floor, so it's not like it's hard to clean up or anything. It's just kind of annoying.
So he's 5 years old.
Yeah, and he just started doing this.
About 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Have there been any changes for you? Schedule changes, job change, relationship change, family change?
Well, we have a new baby in the house, a little grandson, but he lives in Oregon, but when he comes up, he stays with us.
And has that been, how long has he been there?
Well, he comes up every couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long ago did that start?
When he started going to the bathroom downstairs?
No, sorry. How long ago did your baby grandson start coming to visit you?
Well, he's only 7 months old. So, I mean, now that I think about it, it's been kind of after he's been born.
Okay.
You think he could be just jealous of him, or...
It could be. I mean, sometimes they'll do this, like if they get out of whack, especially an older dog like that, where it's not an issue of just education. You know, he knows where he's supposed to go potty, and you've had enough time consistently that he's done that you know that that's what he knows to do. And now he's kind of acting out, and especially for potty training, I mean, any sort of territorial thing, or sometimes even like if there's a divorce or breakup or new baby or anything that just sort of upsets the pack flow, that they can just kind of get out of whack and act out.
How do you get him to stop doing it?
Well, I would not give him access to that area if he's going potty in the same area or in the same room even every time. Maybe just give him some structure. So what I tell, this is sort of the general rule, structure. So make sure that he's getting out on his walks. Make sure he's getting lots of exercise. But
he does. One of the concerns that I thought, well, maybe I'm just eating too late. I mean, he kind of eats all day long and drinks water whenever. But should I stop giving him water at a certain time before bedtime?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yeah, you can do that. You could pick the water up, sometime in the evening, not too early, so that he's, he has access to it, but so that he's not...
He's really tiny. I'm afraid you get dehydrated or, I don't want him to get sick from not having water. So.
Well, if you pick it up, like, after 7 or 8...
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, if you didn't have any water after 7 or 8, you'd probably be fine.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, that can help, but I would still... Before that, I would definitely recommend that you restrict his access to the area.
He kind of has like a free-for-all in the house. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like going down the stairs. I mean, he has access to going downstairs, and that's where he's doing it.
Okay, so maybe just get a baby gate and put the baby gate up and just not give him access to that.
Not let him go over there.
Mm-hmm. And then just working, if you've done any training with him, just kind of like maybe up that a little bit where you are increasing your interaction with him, but it's quality interaction and it's structured interaction, so that it'll just help to align him back into the, what's different now. And then also when the baby is visiting, to try to, be attentive to him, to include him in things, because if he's probably noticing a drop in attention to him when the baby's visiting.
Right.
So then he's like,
we try not to do that, but
yeah.
I mean, obviously there's probably times where that may happen.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog is he?
He's a Yorkie poo.
Okay.
And he weighs about 5 pounds, so he's pretty little.
Okay. So yeah, just, in general structure, up your training with him, work with him, make sure he's getting lots of exercise. I just restrict his access to the area. And then if you're still having issues with it, then definitely get in touch with me outside of the show and we can talk further about it.
Okay. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So reminder to everybody, this is a call-in show all show long. So give us a call if you have a question, any question at all about dogs. So 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail, we'll be busy. He's a clapping dog. rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, stick dog. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs.
Get your dog to smile with treats good enough for people, but specially made for dogs. Introducing Bitolove, the treat that's made in the U.S. with USDA-inspected meat without any artificial flavors, colors, or byproducts. It's guaranteed to make them smile. So the next time your four-legged family member comes walking through the doggy door after a hard day of chasing birds and digging holes, put a big smile on their face with some slow, roasted, mouth-watering Bitolove dog treats. And don't forget to stop by Bitolove.com to learn more about our variety of flavors.
Armadillo Consignment is Seattle's only consignment store that uses an automatic markdown system. The longer it stays, the less you pay. Stocking only ready-to-use, value-priced, moderate-to-high-end furniture, clothing, and housewares, Armadillo Consignment has over 3,500 items in the store. Located in Seattle's Broadview neighborhood on the corner of 125th and Greenwood, Armadillo Consignment has great deals on quality, gently used items. Visit armadilloconsignment.com for more information. Armadillo Consignment. The longer it stays, the less you pay.
Hi, I'm Vicky St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
Is the view of your world clouded by fear? Hop on a bike and that view will brighten drastically. Join Vicky Monday, June 1st for Travels with Adventure Cyclist Willie Weir.
Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
The Barking Lounge is Seattle's premier dog daycare and overnight boarding facility. With 24-hour supervision dedicated to the health and well-being of your pooch, it's no wonder why the Barking Lounge was voted best doggy daycare in Western Washington. New customers can mention this ad and receive a free temperament test and day of play care, a $44 value. Offer available for a limited time, valid for new customers only, and has no cash value.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really? Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are having a show all for you. So call in with any questions at all, dog-related. Tell you a little bit about myself if you're a new listener recently. I am the owner of Sensitive Dog, and I am a dog training behavior and nutrition specialist here in Seattle. And I've been working with training and behavior for over 7 years now and have worked with all different types of breeds, different breed groups. I mean, anything from a 3-pound Maltese to a 180-pound St. Bernard, everything in between. So I really enjoy working with people and their animals and finding that bridge between the two because, you know, people joke a lot. Well, isn't dog training half people training? And it... It is true, to an extent. So, I love what I do, and I love working with dogs, and I can hopefully answer a question on pretty much any topic, training, behavior, and nutrition related. So, if you have leash walking issues, if you have, we just had a call for house training issues that sort of cropped up after several years of a dog being fine. Dogs sort of really high energy and unmanageable when people come to visit. Any food related issues? Anything. Would love to hear from you. So that number again is 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. I do have some, I just mentioned earlier that all of our shows are now archived online on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. Mm-hmm. I also have writing online. I am for examiner.com, I am the dog training behavior and nutrition examiner for Seattle on examiner.com.
Oh, cool.
And it's a really very, large collection of writing by area professionals, and they have a pet section, and there's different like a natural veterinary care examiner, there's a horse examiner, there's all sorts of sort of like a dog dog scene examiner. So I write about training behavior and nutrition and pretty much anything else. So you can find my writing on there. It's examiner.com/Seattle. And if you go to the pets category, look for the dog training behavior and nutrition examiner, and that's me. And that'll bring you to my page and my articles that are posted.
Do you have a link from the Dog Talk Show website?
I do.
Good.
Yep. So you can go to dogtalkshow.com as well and find that.
Super easy right there.
So we have Jonette in Issaquah.
We actually just need a minute before we get to Jonette.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
But, hey, can I just put out there that with all the folks calling in today, I'd like to do an informal survey of what the best dog song of all time was. We played a great one, Atomic Dog, from George Clinton, and there's a lot of great dog songs out there. So I'd just like to get some input from listeners on what their favorite dog song
of all time is. All right, we're going to take Jonette on line one. Hi, Jonette.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I am a recent adopter of a small Chihuahua, I think maybe a Jack Russell Terrier mix dog. Very sharp, very smart, very loving. I've had her about 3 months. I'd like to start training her with a clicker. And I have no clue how to do it, so I thought, just happened to turn on the radio, thought maybe you could give me some a few good instructions.
Yeah. So I don't, in my training, I don't use clickers, but the basic concept I do use, and I can tell you a little bit about how they work. The clickers are basically a sound that you condition in with anything that's motivating for the dog. So typically what people will do is click and then give the dog a treat. Click, give the dog a treat, click, give the dog a treat. So eventually the dog's going to expect a treat and will find that that sound is motivating, and it sort of is a way to identify to them that they've done something right. What I do in my training is a similar concept, except instead of using a clicker, I just use the word good. So if a dog sits for me and then I tell them good sit and I give them a treat, good sit, give them a treat, eventually what they're going to learn is, when I say the word good, they get the treat and that they've made the right choice.
All right. Well, I'm having issues with her coming to her name now. She did at first, was very obedient at first. I just wasn't able to get her into some training right away. Now, she's not going to come. She eventually will, but it's like I thought maybe a clicker would get her attention. If I didn't use that, how else could I train her to come? Otherwise, you're never saying good because she's not there.
Right. Well, you want to do it, start off with come, especially if she's being resistant now. How old is she now? 3 months?
No, she's 3 years old, but
she's
had
3 years.
3 months.
Okay. So she's an adult dog, so she's kind of, got a mind of her own on things, more so than maybe a puppy. And so what I would do is just start over with come here and just start doing it short come here's on leash with really, really high value treats.
Okay.
So that she understands, you work with her inside, no distractions, you've got something that she can't even believe you're giving her, it's so good.
Okay.
You know, cheese or something like that, and then you say, come here, and she comes to you, 4 feet away, good, come here, good, come here, give her the treat.
Okay.
Then once you get that solid, then you start moving it out to places that are more distracting, and then you can start to increase the distance.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Great question.
Excellent question. Oh, Eric, I forgot to ask her about her favorite dog song.
Darn.
Next time.
Next time, absolutely. And anybody else that calls in can certainly answer that question as well.
Yes.
And if you want to call in, you can at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington at 888-298-KKNW, 888-298-5569.
Thank you. So I'm not sure if I finished my thought earlier about the Westie event this weekend. I got so excited about it. So the Westie event is this Saturday in Renton, at the Highlands Neighborhood Center in Renton, Washington, this Saturday from 12 to 4. And we will have a booth there, and we would love to see you at the booth and at the event. It's going to be a really fun time. Fun Days event, and it's celebrating the 100th anniversary of the West Highland White Terrier Club of Puget Sound.
That sounds a little highbrow. Now, is this open to the public?
Or yes, it is.
Would they throw a ruffian like me out just for showing up?
Well, just let them know that you're with me, Eric, and I'm sure they'll let you in.
I appreciate that.
So, no, it is open to the public, absolutely. And I have some friends who are thinking about getting Westies or who just love the breed. I mean, I don't have a Westie or a Cairn or a Scottie, but I love all those breeds, so I'm excited to be there.
Question for you, then. Mm-hmm. How many dogs do you have?
I have three dogs.
Three dogs. And yeah. What are the breeds, then?
I have a almost 12-year-old Shepherd mix.
Uh-huh.
I have a 6-year-old Dachshund and a 10-month-old cattle dog.
And what's all their names?
Chewy, Leia, and Levi.
How come Levi didn't get the Star Wars name?
Well, Chewie and Leia were actually named by other people.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
I do like Star Wars, but not as much as my dog's name indicate.
Right.
So, yeah, Levi was named by my girlfriend, so.
Okay.
There you go.
Very good. Well, yeah. I was thinking C-3PO would have been a good
name,
probably.
Lando.
Lando or Han.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another break here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Terriers are my very favorite breed. They're cute and cuddly, easy dogs to feed. They'll help bring you up whenever you are down. Terriers average 20 pounds.
Urban Beast. Fresh, modern, fun. Seattle's destination for all your pet needs. Located in the South Lake Union neighborhood at 217 Yale Avenue North, directly across from the REI flagship store. Urban Beasts features unique accessories such as toys, beds, collars, leashes, and more. They have a great assortment of healthy food and yummy treats for the pets you love. Open 7 days a week and offering free parking in the Alley 24 garage. Come see what the Beast is all about.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a 2-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk with Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk with Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
God loves a terrier. Yes, he does. God loves a terrier. That's because small, sturdy, bright, and true. They give their love to you. God didn't miss a stitch.
All right, welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And just a quick announcement, we have another caller on line one, but before we take that call, there is also this weekend on Saturday at Magnuson Park a Tanglefoot Fun Run that you can bring your dog to. And this is to benefit, oh, you know what? I don't think, here it is. Windermere's Kids at the Y program. And this is at Magnuson Park this Saturday. This is early, so you could do the fun run and then head over to the Westie Karen Scotty event in the afternoon. For more information on this, visit www.tanglefootfunrun.com. I believe the race starts at 9:30. Registration is at 8:30. And for more information about pricing or to register, you can go to the website, which is tanglefootfunrun.com. So we have Connie from Seattle on line one. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Julie.
Thanks for calling in.
Well, you're welcome. I have a question about fleas.
Yes.
I have a terrier mix, and she's having a problem of recurring infestations.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried controlling the flea problem with the topical drops that you put in the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been washing her bedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like after a short while, appearing like they've gone away, they come back. So I was wondering if you might have any suggestions of what more things I could possibly do.
Thank you for asking this question, because this is actually something that I have been dealing with, and I have got some new information that has really answered my question about almost the same question. So thanks so much for asking this.
Oh.
I think this is a really important thing for people to know, too, and I think most people don't have all this information about fleas and about the flea's life cycle. So fleas actually spend a good portion of their life cycle off of the animal.
Oh.
So one thing that people tend to do is just focus on the animal for treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And really the bigger issue is the environment. So if the fleas are getting in your environment, they're laying their eggs, the eggs are hatching, and then the larvae spin themselves into a cocoon. And once they're in that cocoon, it takes anywhere from a few weeks to, I mean, they can last undisturbed in the cocoons, I've heard, for a couple years. So, and when they are in their cocoon, nothing can kill them, like any sort of pesticide or anything that we might try to throw at them isn't going to work. They are totally protected in that cocoon. So you basically have to wait for them, for all of those cocoons to hatch, and control the issue that way before it's really going to be gone. So it does take some time. It is a process. And it's also important to, I don't recommend treating the animals with those top spot treatments, like where you put it in the back of the neck or between the shoulder blades.
Okay.
It's a topical pesticide and is very harsh on the animal itself.
Okay.
So if it's strong enough to kill any bugs on the animal, it's probably not very good for the animal. And it leaves the animal's immune system weakened.
Hmm.
So more prone to getting fleas again once the medication wears off. And fleas, as parasites, are attracted to weaker immune systems. So you're kind of, you know, asking for fleas again once it wears off. But more importantly than that is that it really is the environment that needs the attention, not the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you treat the environment, the fleas will eventually, you know, fall off your dog, or they'll die, they'll lay the eggs will fall off the dog. And then if your environment is treated, then that will take care of the eggs and prevent them from hatching. And then once the larvae do hatch, it will take care of the adult fleas as well. And I actually just met, yesterday, just met the owner of Flea Busters, which is a local franchise company in Seattle and surrounding counties. And I talked with him for a while, actually, yesterday, and this is part of the reason why I have this information, especially about the cocoons, because I didn't know about that part of the flea's life cycle. And he said that if you have carpeting, they'll use basically like a form of salt that they work into the carpeting, and then it dehydrates the fleas.
Oh.
And it's not toxic to the animal.
Mm-hmm.
and it has a static charge to it, so you can vacuum over it, and it'll still stay down in your carpeting, and they guarantee this for a year.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you get the fleas again, they'll come back and treat your house again. But he said it is very, very effective in that they rarely have anybody who has an issue again after they've treated the living space for a year. And this is great because then you don't have to do anything harsh on the animal itself.
Now, how about the furniture and any other kind of fluffy surface? Is that also treated?
Well, they will work it into, like, you know, underneath the cushions and couches and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then if there is bedding, that's definitely something that you can continue to do and wash regularly. But if that was all you were doing, and that's what I was doing, I mean, I was thinking, okay, this is where the dogs are sleeping and spend most of their time. So I'm going to wash the bedding like every 2 days and, you know, I really didn't want to use any of that pesticide. So I was using like essential oils. I was bathing them, getting a lot of the adult fleas off, but then they were getting infested again. And it's now it makes sense because of the environment that the fleas are actually, you know, they're in the environment. They're in the cracks in the floors. So my floors are hardwood floors, and they use a different treatment for that, which is a harsher chemical. So you have to leave the house for 3 to 5 hours after they've treated and keep the pets away.
Oh.
But once it's dry, it's okay, and they'll clean up anything that, you know, any sort of residue. But they'll basically spray it into the cracks of the floorboards and the baseboards, which is where those cocoons and where those eggs will all end up. And then if you have any area rugs, they can treat the area rugs with the powder, which kind of act as a kind of like a magnet, like the fleas will get caught in it, and then that'll take care of them with the salt.
Wow.
And, you know, nutrition is really important with fleas. You know, giving your dog a fatty acid supplement like salmon oil or flax oil to keep their skin nice and oily, because fleas do not like healthy, oily skin. So the main thing is environment as opposed to the animal. So I wouldn't do the top spot treatment anymore. And what I would do would be to look into something like Flea Busters, or you can even go and buy the products and treat the space yourself if you don't want to have somebody come out.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it, and I don't feel so frustrated.
I know
anymore, because sometimes it just feels like I'll never get rid of them.
Yeah, and it's but your dog's itching, and you hate to see them itch, and
yeah. Well, now I know what to do, and thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, great question. Really glad that question was asked, and in really good timing, because I'm dealing with that myself, and I just got that new information, which is great.
Fleas are a pain, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, they are. We have Christine online, too, in Seattle. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. So what's your question?
My question is, I have a couple dogs, and I have a male that's particularly, I don't know if you want to call him stubborn or hard-headed, but when he gets in trouble, because he gets kind of nasty with another young male that we have, like the other day he was sitting close to him, and I guess he decided he didn't like him sitting so close, he was kind of growling at him, and so my husband tried to move him with his foot, and he actually attacked the younger dog.
Mm.
And this is pretty common, where if he thinks he's getting in trouble, or he's getting scolded or something, he actually will attack the other dog when the other dog is not doing anything.
Yeah. What kind of dog, what kind of breeds do you have, and how old are they?
Well, they're Jack Russells, and the older male is about 7. I'm not sure because he's a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger one is a little bit over a year.
Okay. And how old did you say the older one was?
7.
7. Okay. And the younger one is about a year?
Yes.
Okay. So is this the only time you see aggression? Is around space?
No, I don't think it's a space issue. I would think that space is probably something to do with it, because it is more common when they're close together. But it could, I don't know. I don't see it happen all the time. But like, for instance, the other day I was getting dressed in my bedroom, and I had the door closed, and they were sitting outside there. And I don't know what happened, but they got into an argument. There's nobody else around, no other valuables that would be valuable, no food or anything like that. But a lot of times we'll just be watching TV and the other dog will just come into a room, and it could be the living room, which is rather large. Mm-hmm. And the older male doesn't want him to be around, and so he just, you know, will start growling.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he gets in trouble, just the male just gets in trouble, he'll seek the other younger dog, even if he's in another room, to go pick on him.
Yeah. So this is something that I would definitely love to meet you with outside of the show to talk more about this, because this is a pretty kind of a more in-depth thing, but I can give you some information about that right now. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take our last break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have time to hang on for just a few minutes?
I do.
Okay, great. So we'll be back. I'll answer your question and give you some information when we come back in about 3 minutes.
Are you suffering from neck pain, back pain, headaches, numbness, and tingling? At Favreau Chiropractic, you have the opportunity to experience healthcare's leading form of spinal rehabilitation that has been proven to relieve pain and permanently realign your spine. Located in Seattle's Madison Valley neighborhood, Favreau Chiropractic offers a comprehensive service that goes far beyond cracking your back. Visit www.favchiro.com or call 206-726-9595. That's FAVCHIRO.com. A different approach to chiropractic.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Commune with the Pop Oracle on the Radio 8 Ball Show. I'm Andras Jones, the host of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers, like picking musical tarot cards. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Don't miss the Radio 8 Ball Show, Fridays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
When was the last time you caught your dog eating a stalk of wheat or corn? Evolved as carnivores, your dog is designed for protein in the form of fresh meat, not the grains that fill conventional pet foods. Bursting with fresh, free-run chicken and turkey, wild-caught fish, local fruits, vegetables, and botanicals, Origin mirrors the foods nature intended your dog to eat. Family-owned and operated since 1985, the Origin mission is clear. Biologically appropriate foods from fresh, never-frozen, regional ingredients. Origin Pet Foods, the diet nature intended.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are taking calls today. So if you have a question, a dog-related question, training behavior, nutrition, I just answered a question about fleas, feel free to give us a call, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And we are coming back with Christine in Seattle, who had a question about her Jack Russells. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
So, how long have you had the puppy?
He was about 6 months old.
Okay.
He was another rescue.
Okay. And when, how long before you started to see this aggression from the older male?
Oh, it was definitely right from the beginning. But the older male has been was passed around for a long time. I think I'm his fourth or fifth owner because he did have he's just very intense. He's always busy. He never, very rarely, you know, he doesn't sleep very much. He's kind of destructive, and he just decides he doesn't want other dogs around, and he's pretty nasty with them.
Yeah.
But he is actually he's actually best friends with this younger puppy. They play all the time. 99.9% of the time, they're good. It's just, you know, about once a week we have a tiff because, I don't know, the older man might get in trouble or something happened. Like, you know, he hurt himself in the yard
mm-hmm.
by himself. He ran into a brick, and he took it out on the younger dog.
Mm. Well, it's an interesting behavior. What I would say is for training for both of them to make sure that, especially for the older male, that he understands what corrections mean. Sometimes dogs can react, like if he's doing something that you want him to stop and then you correct him, and, you know, if he has, especially if he's had an inconsistent past, which it sounds like he has, he might not understand that natural part of being a part of a pack. Now, it's also, too, this is hard with a Jack Russell Terrier, with, you know, terriers in general are intense dogs. So when they go, it can, you know, be hard to kind of get them back, because if you think about what they were bred to do, they were bred to hunt and kill rodents. So they kind of have that like intensity to them that can be hard for them energetically to handle sometimes. But I would say that, you know, working with the two dogs, again, I think I said this earlier in the show, structure is really important. You want to let your older male know, and this is not going to be an easy job, but to let him know that it's not his job to say where the little dog gets to be, because then he's feeling like he is above you in the pack. So working with him on the leadership is really important, but working with him on, you know, training so that he understands what the corrections are for, which is really important, because sometimes dogs, like if he's just thinking that he's getting in trouble, or if he's had a past of getting in trouble, but he didn't understand what it was for, like if it was unfair, then it can just kind of trigger them to get more intense. You know, it sounds like he's bullying, you know, kind of bullying this dog. And I'd want to talk to you also about, like, attention and that you're not giving the older dog too much attention and affection, because that can kind of throw him off as well. Mm-hmm. He's basically feeling like he's entitled to do this behavior, and he needs to understand that he shouldn't. And where you're running into issues with this, in addition to the behavior itself, is when you try to communicate that he shouldn't do that, it's exacerbating the existing behavior. So this is why I'd really like to meet your dogs and to meet with you and get a feel for the dogs. And then I'd be able to give you more information about how to work with them specifically through this, because it's a little bit of a peculiar behavior. It's something I've worked with before, but hopefully that helps you out. And it's good that they like each other. So it sounds like they're really quite close, but sometimes he just gets triggered and goes after the dog, like an opportunistic kind of thing. But right. It is good that they like each other, because that's a good place to start. So
definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And if you want to send me an email, julie@sensitivedog.com, and I'd be really happy to talk with you further about this.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. We have another question on line one. We have Vagmar from Bainbridge Island. Hi, welcome to the Dog Talk Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Julie. I have a 4-year-old miniature black poodle
mm-hmm.
who does not like teenage boys or boys over the age of 20.
Okay.
I'm far behind.
Okay, and have you had him since he was a puppy?
Everybody else but just those teenage boys and younger males.
Okay, so you're breaking up a little bit. So if I ask you a question again, that's why. Hopefully we can finish this call. It's an energetic thing. So mm-hmm. some dogs have an issue with kids. Some dogs have an issue with teenage boys. It's you know, kids have a different energy than adults. And so what I would do, and how is he, what are his interactions like with teenage boys? I mean, do you have a teenage boy? Is it like your son's friends, or is it just teenage?
Oh, no, it was actually somebody who had walked into our house while he was tied up on the back, and the young kid, instead of going through the front door, came through the back where he was tied up.
Okay.
And he proceeded to come inside.
Okay, and then what did your dog do?
He bit him in the back of the knee.
Okay. So that's your dog. Now, is this the only incident that you've had with a teenage boy?
No, there was one other one about, I would say a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And he walked in the house, the young boy invited, and Willie just went for the back of his knee and gave him a nip.
Okay. So what I would do is, and have you done any sort of like obedience training with your dog?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to use that in this situation to help give your dog some structure and also to engage his brain, because what he's going on off of right now is impulse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's feeling like, who are you coming into my house? No. And then acting on that.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is give him a job to do instead of that behavior. So
okay.
Having, you know, I would put him on leash. I would have him with you so that he, one, spatially doesn't have access. And if you know anyone, if you have any neighbors, maybe you can set this up where
okay.
you recreate that situation that your dog has a hard time with, but work with him in a way that gives him some structure, tells him that it's not his job to do that, but that is coming from an overall positive experience. So you want to clearly correct behaviors that you don't like, but then praise him for what he's doing, the job that he's doing that you do like. Like maybe he's waiting on a rug, or he's just sitting next to you. It can be something very simple, but it's important to tell him what you want him to do instead. And in by doing that, you're letting him know that it's not his job to feel like he has to take care of whoever's coming in the house. It sounds like
right.
that's what he's doing.
Yes, that's the feeling that I had as well.
Yeah, so just
right, well,
yeah, put
ahead.
Him put him on leash, give him some structure, brush up on the obedience, and then practice. Try to, like I said, enlist some teenage boys to come over, and then work with him so that you are in a space that you're, you know, ready to practice it.
All right. Well, thank okay. you so much for the advice.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Excellent questions today. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. That's been great.
And nobody has a favorite dog song, apparently.
No.
But we can continue this informal survey.
Yes. Well, if you would like to email me your favorite dog song, we can try to get it on the show. And I'll give you a shout out to you and your dog before we play the song. My email is julie@sensitivedog.com. And to also let people know that all of the past shows are now archived on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. You can listen to any of the past shows up until this point. And we've had some really great guests on. We've had some wonderful authors. We had someone from the Delta Society, someone from Prison Pet Partnership Program. Lots of really great interviews. So I definitely encourage you to check those out. And you can just go on there anytime and listen as you wish. Just to let you know as well, there is a business out there. If you are a practitioner, a doctor, dentist, or therapist, and you're looking to incorporate a therapeutic assistance dog into your practice, go to www.healingallies.com and check out, this is a local business. Darcy Bolts is the owner, and she trains mental health assistance dogs, clinical therapy dogs, to help enhance the environment of a practice like a dentist. I mean, I would definitely feel much more at ease going to the dentist or the doctor if there was a dog in the waiting room for me to hang out with. So check that out, www.healingallies.com. And also wanted to give you the information of the magical acupuncturist that I see. His work is amazing. His name is Robert Meduzia, and it is the Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. And he has just really helped me with some old injuries. And I've tried some other things, and this has just really been the most successful thing that I've found. Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland, number is 425-828-6190. And I would love to see you this weekend. You can meet my dad. He's coming to visit from Boston. We're going to have a booth at the West Highland White Terrier Club of Puget Sound's Fun Days event this Saturday, May 30th, from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Highlands Neighborhood Center in Renton. So enjoy this beautiful weather. We will look forward to being with you next week. You've been listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. Well, it's all